Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, there is an update with the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, we are covering what's going on with the migrant crisis. Now, the Biden administration took issue with the state of Texas, the state that I'm in. And because Greg Abbott, the governor, had put razor wire and erected fencing so he can deter migrants from just coming into Texas without any kind of barrier. They just come in, do whatever they want to do. Right. So the Biden administration had, you know, was making threats to Texas saying about fines and, you know, they could put charges on them, but they went to the Supreme Court talking about it was an emergency. He needed that, right? So the Border Patrol can start cutting the razor wire to keep people out the country who are not coming into the country in legal means. So let's go ahead and go through this. And we got a lot of things we need to talk about with this today. So it's a divided Supreme Court today allowed Border Patrol agents to resume cutting, it's say for now, razor wire that Texas installed along a stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border that is at the center of an escalating standoff between the Biden administration and the state over immigration enforcement. There is no immigration enforcement because there was a number that came out, say last year, 2.5 million people crossed the border. I want to repeat that again. 2.5 million people, not 2,500 people, not 25,000, 2.5 million people. None of this was going on during the Trump administration. Even someone I know personally on the border told me this stuff started day one of the Biden administration when he got rid of Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. Also, Title 42 blocked a lot of people from coming in. He couldn't wait for that to end. You understand? As a president, you're supposed to be securing the homeland, and he's not doing it. I told y'all just my thought process. The Democrats must be getting paid for this. They must be getting paid. Because too many of y'all have been demanding a livable wage, and these corporations, they don't want to pay a livable wage. So they say, well, you know, that's who's going to work the jobs for not a livable wage. But let's continue. They say the 5-4 vote clears the pathway. They say for Border Patrol agents to cut or clear out concertina wire, or better known as razor wire, and said that Texas had put along the banks of the Rio Grande to deter migrants from entering the U.S. illegally. Not entering the U.S. legally, not legal entry, illegal entry. I just want to make sure we emphasize that. Some illegal migrants have been injured by the sharp wire, and the Justice Department has argued the barrier impedes the U.S. government's ability to patrol the border, including coming to the aid of illegal migrants and say in need of help. They say none of the justices provided any explanation for their vote. The one-page order, they say, is a victory for the Biden administration while the lawsuit continues and say over the wire. Now, I want y'all to pay attention to this. We're in election year. This is a victory for the Biden administration, not fixing the economy, not fixing inflation, not getting in control of rent prices, not stopping these hedge funds and major corporations from buying up all the single family homes where people would never be able to obtain a home because they just want people to rent forever and gouge them on rent. Not any victory in those instances. No victories on homelessness in America. No victories on any of that. But his victory is the Supreme Court saying you can cut the razor wire so you can continue your agenda of open borders. This is a win for the Biden administration. I want you people who are going to vote this year to pay attention to where his priorities are. They said Texas Governor Greg Abbott had authorized a wire. They say one of the series, they say, alleged aggressive measures the three-term Republican has taken on the border in the name of curbing illegal crossings from Mexico. They say a spokesman said the absence of razor wire and other deterrents encourages migrants to risk unsafe crossings and make the job of Texas border personnel more difficult. That is 2,000% correct. They continue to say this case is ongoing and Governor Abbott will continue fighting to defend Texas. It said property and the constitutional authority to secure the border, according to his spokesperson. It said a spokesperson for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection did not immediately return a message seeking comment on Monday. It said a federal appeals court in last month had forced federal agents to stop cutting the razor wire. Now, say the razor wire stretches for roughly 30 miles near the border city of Eagle Pass, where earlier this month, the Texas Military Department seized control of the city-owned park and began denying access to Border Patrol agents. Now, say Eagle Park has become one of the busiest spots on the southern U.S. border for migrant illegal crossings from Mexico. So Abbott has said Texas won't allow Border Patrol agents in the Shelby Park anymore, having expressed frustration of what he says are migrants illegally entering through Eagle Pass and then federal agents loading them onto buses. Abbott has also authorized installing floating barriers in the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass and allowed troopers to arrest and jail thousands of migrants on trespassing charges. The administration is also challenging those actions in court. So the Biden administration is a victory for him today, whether you can cut the razor wire to let people come in free flow. He's also, on top of that, challenging Greg Abbott from Texas troopers from arresting them who crossed over into the country illegally, which is a crime in every civilized nation in the world, crossing into their country illegally. You think you're not going to get arrested? Most countries will arrest you for crossing illegally into their country, but not with the current administration. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. We are in election year. Now, to some of you people who says, I'm voting Biden, how do you benefit? How do your people in your neighborhood benefit? How do people in your city benefit with all these military age males crossing that border? How do you benefit? I seriously would like to know. Maybe I don't know anything. And listen, I'm not the oracle of truth. I speak my truth, but I don't know it all. So maybe y'all can inform me, okay? In the comment section, I'm talking about those of you who say you're going to vote for Biden, right? Inform me, how does you personally benefit your neighborhood, your city, your state, and overall the country? How do any of us benefit from a bunch of military age males coming across? And then you remember the last podcast, what happened? They turned New York into a cesspool. Literally. They're defecating in cups and putting it in front. See, those of you who support Biden, you're not going to get it until you get a cup at your front door. That's the same. See in Chicago and New York, and I'm not talking about the people, I'm talking about the government up there, the city government. It was all virtue signaling for this until Governor Abbott said, okay, well, you need some new neighbors and friends. I'm going to send them to you. And then when they got some new neighbors and friends, now they're crying foul about their new neighbors and friends that they're championing. And even in the midst of them saying, I don't have the money to take care of our new neighbors and friends, they still won't remove sanctuary city status that attracts their new neighbors and friends, or give Governor Abbott, they say, the green light to say, hey, I could send y'all's new neighbors and friends to your city. Right? You remember about Martha's Vineyard when Governor DeSantis has sent a plane load of their new neighbors and friends. They literally called out their military out there to get those people out of Martha's Vineyard. They wasn't even there 12 hours and they got them on out. These people don't really care about migrants or anything. They care about their their power and all of that at the expense of the rest of the American people. But every time especially black folk, when I hear you talking about I'm voting Biden, I'm like, do you see what's happening with our people with this? And this is what you're going to vote for? Seriously? Look, if you don't like Trump, fine, don't fool with him. The couch is right there. Vote for that. But don't, you want more of this? Well, let's continue. It's in court papers, the administration said the wire impedes Border Patrol agents from reaching migrants as they cross the river, and that in any case, federal immigration law trumps Texas' own efforts to stem the flow of migrants into the country. Correct. It does. But Texas stepped up because you're not doing your job, Biden. That's really what it is. You didn't do your job. Texas shouldn't have to do that. Texas, they don't have the funding like that, but they're doing what they can in this state to try to protect the citizens of this state. They say Texas officials have argued that federal agents cutting the wire to help groups crossing illegally through the river before taking them in for processing. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Alina Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor sided with the administration. Justices Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas voted with Texas. So even one of the justices that Donald Trump put up, Amy Coney Barrett, she sided with open borders. And also Chief Justice John Roberts, he sided with open borders. So a lot of conservatives are very upset with that situation. They just couldn't believe that happened. Now, let me show you something else. If this wasn't enough for you, because maybe some of you know, who want to vote Biden, you say, oh, well, y'all just making this into y'all just fear mongering with this. This y'all just want to get clicks and views. This is not a big deal. OK, fine. We got something to show you, and I got questions after we show you this. So we have a journalist in Jacumba, California, on the border. His name is Jonathan Riches. Definitely want to give him his credit for, you know, being brave enough to go out there and get this footage. If this is not an issue, you say Democrats, those you're going to vote for Biden, I want you to watch this footage. This is in the United States, y'all. Watch this.
It's going to chase right now. I'm going to show you why. Migrants coming into the country illegally. Check this out. Check this out, folks. I hear the cars coming, so let me reverse. We're gonna see something in real time, folks. We're gonna see something in real time. We're gonna see something in real time, folks. Look at this. Look at this. In real time. We're gonna see this in real time, folks. Watch this in real time. Another group. Look at all this. Here it is, folks. Real time. Live. JLR investigates. Okay, that's the first wave. Look at this. This is the first wave, folks. Here comes more. Here comes more. Hey, this is the last one. Look at this, folks. Look how many people came on this load. That's about 50, probably over 50. It's over 50, folks.
When I saw that footage, I could not believe that. I couldn't believe it. They literally have no security. They're literally walking up to the gate. They got a way in, and they all flowing in. These are all, and what did you see constantly? Military age males. The military age males, who no one knows who they are just free flowing into this country. The cartels and all of that have got into the business of flowing the migrants. It's been very lucrative, even for the cartels who usually deal drugs and everything else. They're into this. So those of you who voted and will want to vote, Tiffany Cross, because you just said you're going to vote for Biden. How is that benefiting the black community or any community for that matter? 2.5 million people came last year. That's the last year. You mean to tell me we're going to vote again in November? And you mean to tell me we're going to get another 4 years of what you saw in this video? You want another 4 years of that? Nothing good is going to come out of what we're seeing. Like, this is a powder keg waiting to happen. It really is. Not only to people free flowing into the country, the Democrats are making sure to give them money for rent, give them food stamp money and all kinds of things like that. Having secret job fairs for them when you got a lot of Americans right now being laid off. They talk about mass layoffs, but I promise you the migrants won't be laid off. But American citizens, you're going to be laid off. They putting up migrants in apartments and things like that, giving them 6 months rent money. We know we reported about this definitely out of Chicago. This has happened in one city for sure. We're seeing migrants fighting in shelters, people losing their lives in shelters in New York now. I mean, it has literally descended into chaos. Remember, none of this was going on during the Trump administration. And you're telling me, let's use common sense here. Forget about what you like. If you had a bunch of people showing up at your doorstep and you had to take them in, you don't have unlimited food. You don't have unlimited toiletries. You don't have unlimited. Listen, I told y'all before, the Democrats, what they going to do? You put them back in there another 4 years. They're going to start telling you some of y'all going to have to start taking these people in y'all house. Maybe some of y'all on government assistance they may say, hey, you know, you got to take a migrant family in there with you. You're on government assistance, so it's not like you're paying anything. You say, oh, that's crazy, Phil. They wouldn't do nothing like that. I don't put nothing past them at this point. Or what they're doing, that video just shocked me how they just all float free flowing. And people say, well, why don't Border Patrol get their behinds and throw them out? That's not the way the system works. The Border Patrol catches them, they process them, and then it's up to ICE and all them other ones what they're going to do with them. It seemed to me that ICE need to be on the border with Border Patrol, and yeah, they catch them, and ICE say, okay, you're going right back. That would be perfect. If have ICE on the border with them, right? But that's not the way it is. Because some people are blaming Border Patrol, but boy, that's out of Border Patrol's function. It's deportation. Our laws are screwed up. We literally need a shutdown of our border right now. We listen, you could change the law that says about asylum that you cannot claim asylum unless you have proof that you have went to, because like, think about it. If you're coming from Venezuela, you got several countries. You got Brazil, you got Colombia, you got so many different countries just in that area alone. Just mention those two countries. How is it that you pass up those countries as literally your neighbors and you come all the way up here, you go through Mexico? Remember, Mexico had told them, hey, y'all can stay here in Mexico. You can work here. Oh, no, Mexico, I don't want to stay here. A country that they speak the language. They have the culture. Oh, no, because in America, I can get free stuff. Now, you have people who families did cross a long time ago, but they didn't get the free stuff. And those families that crossed and didn't get the free stuff, got the amnesty with Reagan and all of that, because he did give them amnesty. They're complaining because they say, wait a minute, we couldn't get any. Matter of fact, do you know if you had got any kind of assistance from the government, you couldn't get the amnesty at that time period? So those people that got their citizenship now are saying, bro, look, we had to work. We had to do what we had to do to make some money. How is it they keep to come over here and just get free stuff? So that's why you've seen a lot of Hispanics are complaining. They're angry about it because they just show up and then they skipping the line also of a lot of people who's trying to do it the right way. They're skipping the line and getting free stuff. Now, there are people of all nationalities coming. You have Russians crossing, Chinese crossing, a lot of Africans crossing. It's a lot of people. Arabic people are crossing, Hispanic people crossing. And we keep seeing the theme of military aged men. But those of you who say you're going to vote for Biden in 2024, why? At this point, why? Why? We can't sustain this when we have a big homeless problem, rent problem, inflation. Financial experts that say 2024 is going to be rough. And yet we're taking on the third world at this point. Because the reason why I say that is because the people's mentality when they get here and the things they're doing in New York, the things they're doing in Chicago. This isn't like the civilized society stuff some of them are doing. I didn't say all, but I said some. I mean, if y'all go out in 2024 and go put the Biden administration back in office, like I said, I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear the term crisis at that point. Because the only thing I'm going to tell you is like, it's not a crisis. This is your new neighbors. I'm telling you, I will tell you that. That is your new neighbors. That's your new friends. And you make a spot in your home for them. And hey, if they take your tax dollars, why not? That's what you wanted. That's what you voted for. So why not? You have a lot of voters remorse right now. Okay. But now since you have voters remorse, you have a chance to fix it. That's the only thing I'm saying about that. Ain't nothing that Biden's talking about will make me go vote for him when I literally see that he is not securing our border at all. It's not secure. Anybody could come through there and do whatever they want at this point. What is it going to take? Some foreign military people to come through there and do an attack on America through that because they can come through the border this easily? Is that what it's going to take for y'all to take it seriously? Why would it have to get to that point? Why? But that's where it's at with this administration. And I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't even care if you're Republican. How do you think that's okay at this point? How is that okay? What's the point? In airports, they're allowing them to land and it says Oh, you have no ID, no paperwork, come over here. Now that's happening too. So now they're flying in the airports and American citizens say, hey, wait a minute, hold on. When I come into the country, the first thing they ask me for is my passport. Well, they want to see my passport. I'm a citizen and you want to see my passport, but when he or she come in, they don't have to show you anything. And talking about, oh, that's just a temporary thing we doing. Why should I have to show my passport to come back in a country that I'm a citizen of? Why? And he's not a citizen yet. Are you serious? This is where we at right now. But please, because like I said, maybe I don't know a whole lot. Right? Tell me why we should vote for Biden in 2024 after this crisis has literally just went beyond just a normal problem. Just let me know, because I'm really would like to know a logical, I say logical, not feeling, and don't even put Trump in it, because Trump will have nothing to do with this. I want to know a logical reasoning why, even though you got this migrant crisis and you got a bunch of military age males coming across the border, not even being stopped. The Supreme Court made sure Biden and them could cut the razor wire. I want to know from you why you want 4 more years of that.